So in verse number 20, it is talked about how this person deals with situations. In the verse number 18, we had talked about how he deals with people. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmani. How does he deal with wise persons, cow, you know, elephant and all. Here, how does this wise person deal with situations? People are okay, but situations might change. So verse number 20. Na prahishyet priyam prapya.
Na prahishyet priyam prapya.
No dvijet prapya cha priyam.
No dvijet prapya cha priyam.
Sthira buddhi rasam moodhah.
Sthira buddhi rasam moodhah.
Asam moodhah. You have to pronounce it. Sthira buddhir asam moodah.
Sthira buddhir asam moodah.
Brahmavit brahmani sthitah.
Brahmavit brahmani sthitah.
So Brahmavit in the second line, knower of Brahman. What is knower of Brahman? We'll talk about. What happens to him? Na prahrishyet. Hrishyet means happy. Prahrishyet means extremely happy. Priyam prapya, having got something which he desired, which he wanted, he does not become extremely overjoyed. And na udvijet prapya cha apriyam, having got something which he did not want, and does he get agitated or disturbed? No. Does not get overjoyed in success. Does not get over dejected in failure, does not get overjoyed when things are going his way, does not get over dejected when things are not going his way. You and I do that. You know, when somebody praises us, you know, I'm so good. And somebody said, you know, I don't think, you know, your lecture today was pretty useless. You know, I didn't understand a word. Then I immediately get dejected, you know, I should do better. So we depend on the world to give us praise and blame, joy and sorrow. But this person does not get overjoyed, does not get over agitated. Prapyam cha priyam. Why? Sthira buddhi. His intellect is sthira. It is stable and asammudaha. And he is not deluded. His understanding is clear. And this knower of Brahman, Brahmavid, Brahmani sthitaha, remains established in Brahman. So neither he gets overjoyed, nor over agitated, nor over depressed. But why? Because his intellect is stable, he has clear understanding, and he becomes one with Brahman. So excited and agitated. So does that mean that this person is a stone? I think I've written it there also. Does that mean he's a stone that anything happens? No, I am the same. Somebody's mother died. Oh, it's okay. Somebody has a child born. He has no expression. It's not that. Or it's not that if things, something joyful happens, he won't smile and something sad happens. What we mean is, hrishyet means joy. Prahrishyet means overjoyed. Where we get so blown out. The world is perfect. I am so great. I am doing so well. I am the best. And then tomorrow something bad happens. Depressed. Yes, in life there will be ups and downs. In ups you celebrate. We are not saying that we should, somebody's child is born or there is a wedding. You celebrate. And somebody is passed away. You go and express your sympathy and your But inside your mind is not over. Taken by these, the mind remains calm even in joys and sorrows, neither overjoyed nor over depressed. Yes, there will be minor fluctuations in everybody's life, and the wise person will also have the same. He will have pain, he will have sorrows, he will have joys, but inside he will remain calm, because as we said, the moment you get pleasure, pain comes with it. As Padmajaji told us very beautifully, he says it's like a stick. On one side is pleasure, other side is pain. You can't say that I only want pleasure. You know, so far in history, Nobody has been able to, but I'll create a situation where I have only pleasure and I won't have pain. You won't be able to. Nobody in history has been able to do that. That I'll only take the side of the stick that has pleasure and I won't take the side of the stick that has pain. Stick comes with both sides. So be ready. If you chase after pleasure, be ready that, and we'll talk more about next week, why these things create sorrow. Why situations, and we'll, with this next very beautiful verse, we'll do next week. So this individual who has seen this joy within, only then the joy can be abiding. Joy in situations can never be permanent, whether it's things, whether it's situations, whether it's people. If today something is giving me joy, be ready that the same thing will give you sorrow. It is bound to happen. There is nothing that will give you permanent joy except God. If you look for it in God or look for it in the self, the Lord within, which is the same, then and then alone you can get permanent joy. Then people say, why are we repeating? You know, in the second chapter, Bhagavan, you had said, Dukheshu anudvigna manaha, sukheshu vigat spraha, vitaraga bhaya krodaha, sthitardir munni uchyate. Why? Because when did we do the second chapter? 3 years back. So do we still remember? No. Number one. Number two, by repeating, the understanding becomes clear. Otherwise, life will give us so many blows. So this kind of knowledge builds a shock absorber. Just as in a car, we have a shock absorber. When it goes through a big bump in the road or a big pothole, the person inside does not get. Why? Because there's Midas, you know, they call the shock absorbers Midas. So similarly, this knowledge will build shock absorbers within, and this happens gradually. It's not going to happen overnight. Slowly, slowly, the life, no matter what shocks it gives, you and I, if we have this right knowledge, we are able to withstand this. And for that, right knowledge is necessary. I have to know what I am and what I am doing. To talking about no, this math teacher asks this boy, if you have 5 mangoes and your neighbor takes away 2 mangoes, how many you will have? He said, 5. She said, you have 5 mangoes and your neighbor took away 2 mangoes, how many will you have? He said, 5. So she said, you don't know your math? He says, you don't know me. Nobody is going to take away my mind. So we have to know who we really are. Then and then alone, this knowledge. But what we think, then life will be shushka, will be dry. You should have some fun. You know, you're watching the Super Bowl and your team is winning. Wow, you should be happy. Oh, great. And you should celebrate and throw a party. And then if your team loses, you should take a glass, hit on the wall and break it. Then only that person is, you know, let him express his feelings. What is this? No? The point is that, yes, there will be loss and wins in life, but how much do you get carried away? That's the idea. We're not saying that you should not enjoy when your team is winning. And when your team loses, yes, you feel it, but not to the point where you break law. In fact, they say that the maximum violence against women happens on Sunday night. Because when the football team loses, whom do they go take it out on the wife? They'll go to a bar, drink beer, and then come home and my team lost. So maximum violence happens on Sunday nights in America. It's so sad. But that is the fact, because people get carried away in the little things. Or we go to the mall and there's something we really liked and for some reason we didn't buy it. And we come home, you know what, I should have bought it. It was even on sale, 40% off. And I really liked it. And the mall is going to close at 6. And the mall closes. And you say, And then next day you go, that thing is gone. The sale is off. Then you get so disappointed. Why? Because you put all your happiness that if I get those things, I'll be happy. Yes, if you get it, fine. If not, it was not meant for me. You know, okay, when it will come again on sale, even if it doesn't come, it's okay. It was not meant to be But if you keep on brooding about that, you know, I should have bought that thing, I really wanted it, I really liked it, it was my color, then that will create more vasanas, more desires. If I have it, fine. If not, I am still okay, because I am that Brahman, that consciousness. So again, it does not mean you don't buy good clothes or don't, you know, go shopping, but do not put all your happiness, whether it's in clothes or jewelry, because we get so attached to jewelry, you know, my jewelry is very most important, and if it gets lost or if it gets stolen or something happens, you know, all our joy, we put it in that. It's okay, it's just a piece of metal. Yes, it is security, it is value, but do not get so caught up in that. Do not get so attached to it. If the right comes, time comes, I have to give it, just give it. It's okay, it was not mine. So that and appropriate behavior, this wise person, it does not mean that he becomes adored. In Gurudev's example, he showed extreme love to everybody who came. But I remember one time, the work was not going properly. And he told the people, he said, look, I am not happy with what is happening. Either this work gets done or I will replace the entire board. I heard him say that. He said, I will replace all the board members if this. So the point is that when the situation demands that you have to tell somebody, same thing with children. You know, children are not all the time going to listen. And there may be an occasion when you have to scold the child, when you have to tell the child what is right, what is wrong. But inside, the mother's love for the child does not change. Even when she's scolding the child, she's still doing it out of love to improve. So that is the idea. And Gurudev in his commentary says, why this sthira buddhi asamudaha brahmani sthitaha? So he says it is very logical. When our mind becomes steady, there is no fluctuations in the mind. Why? Because this person's delusion is gone. His confusion is gone. And once the confusion is gone, the intellect is steady, then he abides in Brahman. Brahmavit Brahmani sthitaha. So they say the knower of Brahman becomes Brahman. Actually, we all are Brahman. We all are Brahman, but we mistake ourselves to be the body. Once I know I am Brahman, then Brahman is not somebody sitting somewhere up in the heaven or somebody above the clouds or somebody sitting in Kailash or Bethlehem or Dwarka or Mathura. But Brahman is within me, and Brahman and I are not separate. That is the firm understanding of this man of wisdom, that Brahman and I are one and everything is Brahman. So if everything is Brahman, how can I be separate? If God was not in me, how would I be talking? How would I be listening? How would I be breathing? Even when I'm asleep, my heart continues to breathe, my lungs continue to function, because Brahman is. So Brahmani sthita means firmly established in the understanding that I am Brahman. Then the next question is, what is the benefit of knowing I am Brahman? You know, we are all very profit motive, profit driven. I have to get something other. Why should I wake up on Sunday and come here and waste my morning? I could be, you know, shopping, or I could be playing golf, or I could be going to a movie. So knowing this, that I am Brahman, is there any fayda? Kuch fayda hai kya? Is there any benefit? Bhagavan says there is a lot of benefit.